It's 19. I was working in the store in the big 1903 snow.
Mm-hmm.
And it commenced on a Friday night, 5 o'clock. And by 6:30, I suppose it was about 3 inches of snow on the ground. And we all closed the stores, Jenkins's, Pritchard's and Potter's, and went home. And the next morning, my brother came from his house, Dick Cotter, down to my mother's, and he said, "Don't go to work, you are busy." That was the dressmaker.
Yeah.
"Until I come back." Because the snow was so deep, it was right up to our door handles.
Go on.
And he never came back until dinner time. And when Bessie and I went to go up to our work, we couldn't be seen, either of us, above the snow. They had just shoveled enough, but it was so heavy. You see, all that they could make was a small track.
Mm.
And that was on the Saturday. Well, on the Monday, it was the snow had ceased, but on the Sunday night it commenced to freeze. And for 6 solid weeks, we'd frost. And on the Monday at dinner time, I heard something trickling in the store. I went to see what it was, and it was liquids, you see, such as magnesia and vinegars and oil, anything in the way of liquid. It was all running down the shelves.
Mm, all the
well, we had to get to, and in the office, put in boxes, fill with straw, and put everything we could put into that office and keep a fire going night and day. In the hotels, every bit of liquid in the hotels froze, except in whiskey. There's no water.
Must have been good whiskey.
All the gums around the place got frosted and died, and the hens died, were frozen stiff on their perches and fell off. It was the most terrible winter. It was dreadful.